Hi, I'm Allison Forgale. I'm an organizational psychologist, a business school professor at the University of North Carolina, and the author of Likeable Badass, How Women Get the Success They Deserve. I'd like to share five key insights from this book. Insight one, being a likable badass is your path to status. A likable badass is someone who shows up as both caring and capable. That's important because when people see you as caring and capable, they grant you status. That is, they respect you and hold you in high regard. Status is a fundamental human need, something we all seek and is critical to our quality of life. Feeling respected improves our physical and mental health and also makes it easier for us to gain power, another fundamental need. In short, the more we feel valued by other people, the better life is. Our status, however, exists only in other people's minds. We only get as much status as others grant us. Fortunately, we can influence our status by how we show up. We know from the science that people respect others who, one, care about other people, and two, are good at what they do. Showing up as a likable badass is the most controllable thing we can do to affect our status. Insight two. To build status authentically and strategically, use your skills to help others. A young woman who was active on Instagram lamented that her older, mostly male work colleagues saw social media as frivolous and kid stuff. She didn't want to abandon something she enjoyed, but she also wanted to build her status at work. So I asked her, "Have you ever tried to use your social media skills to benefit them?" She looked at me confused. I suggested she could offer to post on the company social media accounts or offer suggestions for how colleagues could improve their personal social accounts. I explained that I was active on social media, but not having grown up with it, I know there's a lot I could do better. I'd be overjoyed if someone would offer to help me edit my profile or give me some suggestions for content. Using your unique skills to help other people is the most effective way to gain status. You show up as both helpful and very knowledgeable. And by doing what you love in service to others, you're being both authentic and strategic. So start by identifying your unique skills and talents. Then think about a way you could use those talents to make others' lives better. Insight three, to build status efficiently, find your small deposits. To build your status with lots of people, you need to find ways to add value to others that don't take a lot of effort. Fortunately, there are many small deposits you can make that take minutes or even seconds. Here's an example. Imagine meeting a new acquaintance for coffee, and you offer to pay. That's a kind gesture, but it doesn't distinguish you as a capable person. But what if instead of, or in addition to, buying the person's coffee, you offer to introduce them to someone in your network? An email introduction is free and takes only minutes to write, but it's a great way to show up as capable and caring. You signal that you have something valuable to offer, your network, and you're willing to share this value with others. Beyond the introduction, there are lots of small deposits you can make once you start looking for them. Suggest a resource like a book or a website, or offer some advice on a problem they're facing. Bonus points if you type your advice out so you can share it with anyone at the click of a mouse. For example, I've written out my process for finding and hiring childcare, an area where many parents, especially moms, are desperate for advice. I can now offer guidance to anyone who asks in less than 30 seconds by sharing the documents I've already created. The key is to find a small deposit that feels authentic for you and that you can do quickly so that you can add value to lots of people in a little time. Insight four, have a good answer to everyday questions like what's new or how are you? Like it or not, self-promotion is necessary for building status. People are more likely to know about your talents and contributions if you tell them. But talking yourself up doesn't have to be icky or immodest. There are lots of artful ways to tell your story. For example, when people ask you what's new or how are you, that's an opportunity to tell a little bit of your story. Often, we waste these opportunities by saying something uninspiring and uninformative, like, I'm fine, or busy. But with not many more words, you could say something that inspired curiosity in your listener that would give you an opening to tell your story. I recently ran into a friend at an event and said, "How's it going?" simply out of habit and politeness. He smiled big and said, "I had the best day today." Well, that made me curious, so I asked him why, and he shared a short story about how he had just secured a new client and that he and the client were very aligned on their commitment to serving others. It was only 2 or 3 minutes, but I learned a lot from my friend's success that I otherwise would never have known. This conversation only happened because he had a good answer to my throwaway question, one that inspired me to start a conversation with him. And because he was responding to my direct question, his response came across as polite rather than self-promoting. So look for short, truthful responses to these everyday questions that spark conversation and enable you to tell your story in a natural way. Insight 5, the most efficient and effective way to build your status is to have other people do it for you. People don't just learn about you from you. They also learn about you from others, particularly what others say about you when you're not around. Self-promotion is necessary for managing status, and so is other promotion, having other people talk about you in ways that convey how capable and caring you are. The more other promoters you have, the faster you can build your status with a broad audience. There are 3 things you can do to grow your set of other promoters. First, meet more people. If a person doesn't know you exist, they can't be talking you up. One of my greatest other promoters is my friend and fellow speaker, Rachel Sheeran. Where did I meet Rachel? In an airport bar. Your next other promoter could be anywhere. At the grocery store, the DMV, your kid's school. Be curious about the person. Ask them questions. They will likely do the same in return. In a 5 to 10 minute conversation, you can learn a lot about each other. Second, convey to people that you are both capable and caring, both in how you talk about yourself and the small deposits you make. Before they will sing your praises, you first need to establish your status in their eyes. And third, give the person a reason to pick up the microphone. They can't just think you're a likable badass. You want them to share this opinion with the world. They're more likely to do that if you do one of 2 things. You talk them up first. Most behaviors in relationships are reciprocated. If you sing someone else's praises, they are more likely to sing yours. The other way to get them to talk you up is to ask them. This feels a little scarier, but people who respect you want to help you and they will appreciate the clarity. I will often say something like, "I know Bob really respects you, and I want him to respect me too, but he doesn't get to see all of the great work I'm doing, and I don't have a natural way to tell him. The next time you see Bob, will you make a point of artfully telling him about my work?" I've never had a single person say no to this type of request. If you want to increase your set of other promoters, I recommend my 10-10-10 challenge. This week, meet 10 people, make 10 small deposits, and talk up 10 people to others, or ask 10 people to talk you up. I hope these 5 insights convince you that building status can be both easy and fun. And if you want more strategies and examples for managing your status, I think you'll enjoy reading the book. Thanks for listening, and cheers to success.